Executive Lounge masih bersama Irfan dan Vena. Sekarang saatnya informasi dari dunia hiburan. Silakan Ven.
Angelina Jolie dan Brad Pitt mengeluarkan film terbaru mereka yang berjudul By the Sea. Menurut Angelina, film yang menceritakan konflik rumah tangga ini bukan berasal dari pengalaman pribadi mereka.
If it was close to us at all, we could never make this film.
Are we ever going to talk about it, Nessa? Do you hate me?
You know my reason.
You wanna hurt me?
You're nothing.
Hurt me. Come on.
Angelina Jolie adalah sutradara dan penulis film By the Sea. Inspirasi untuk film ini didapatkannya dari kenangan bersama sang ibu yang telah meninggal karena kanker.
A lot of the film was when I went to visit my mom in the hospital when she found out she had cancer the first time. She was going to have her ovaries removed. She was very upset and, you know, feeling like this was their taking out her parts that were female. And there was a woman down the hall who was wailing. And I later found out it was a young woman who had not had children yet.
Seperti yang telah diceritakannya kepada publik, sang aktris telah melakukan operasi pengangkatan ovarium dan kedua payudaranya melalui mastektomi ganda.
You never know what a reaction is. You have to just make the choices you make in life. I made the choices I made because I believe they were right for me.
Keputusan Angelina untuk melakukan operasi tersebut karena ia ingin mencegah terjadinya kanker yang ada dalam turunan genetiknya. Sebagai suami, Brad Pitt menilai keputusan itu didasarkan atas rasa cinta Angelina terhadap keluarga dan ia mendukung sepenuhnya.
I just remember there was no vanity to my wife's approach. It was mature. There was an excitement to where this is our life and we're going to make the best of it. There was a strength in that. It's just another one of those things in life that makes you tighter. She was doing it for her kids and she was doing it for her family.
Angelina sangat menghargai dukungan sang suami. Ia yakin bahwa sosoknya sebagai wanita tidak dihargai dari sekedar ukuran fisiknya.
He made it very, very clear to me that what he loved and what was a woman to him was somebody who was smart and capable and cared about her family. That it's not about your physical bodies. And so I knew through the surgeries that he was on my side.
Sang aktris berharap pengalamannya bisa memberikan pelajaran dan kesadaran bagi orang lain untuk tahu berbagai alternatif dalam pencegahan penyakit kanker.
Many of us will have cancer. We will all die. And so to face these issues together and speak about them and talk about what it is to be human, I think can be a beautiful thing.
Dari VOA di Washington DC.
Kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
Mitra Bisnis, jangan lupa untuk terus mendengarkan VOA Executive Lounge dari hari Senin sampai Jumat.
Jangan lupa juga untuk melihat berita terbaru dari VOA Executive Lounge di Facebook kami, VOA Rantau. Dan Twitter di @VOA Rantau, juga Instagram sama @VOA Rantau.
Baiklah, kami pamit dulu. Saya Fena Dilanasari.
Dan saya Irfan Isan. Sampai ketemu lagi besok dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
Success with you all the way.
Bye.